Exercise 4, page 48. Listen to Josh talking about his views on life in prison. Write a short text about what he has to say.
I think I could cope with being in prison. I don't think it's something I really would ever want to have to deal with, but I don't know anyone that's ever been to prison, nor do I know what it's really like to be on the inside. But I assume that the same sort of problems that you have to deal with on everyday life do exist in there, and probably even more so because of confined space, because of the strict rules that you have to adhere to every day. And obviously the media really builds an image of jail that seems so violent, and I really question whether or not it's like that. I know that in some Canadian penitentiaries, the Kingston Penitentiary is the biggest one in Ontario, and it actually has a separate part of the prison that's segregated for members of the Hells Angels, because within the prisons they have caused a lot of problems recently where they actually maintain the gang status inside. But that reading about that really makes me question how much the media image of you have to, you know, fight for your life inside jail, if it's really like that in Canadian prison. I don't know much about the differences between American or Canadian prison, but I assume that violence obviously does exist within. But they make it seem like if you don't watch your back, you'll be dead. That just in my mind, when I think about a Canadian prison, I think, well, yeah, there's definitely many, many murderers in Canada. That's obvious that there are, but it just doesn't click in my head that it would be like the media portrays it. That's a question that I'd really like to know the answer to someday, not through firsthand experience, obviously, but possibly read a book by someone that would be able to give me a better idea what dealing with everyday life in Canadian prisons like. If I knew I was innocent and I was in jail, I think that would drive me rather insane. I think that would be one of the most punishing things you could ever put a person through. I've read stories just recently, someone was released in Canada for DNA evidence. 25 years later, had cleared their name for a murder that they did not commit. And I can't even begin to imagine the feelings that person would have upon release. Just the pure hatred for the people that put them away. Ways of coping with that. No, that's very difficult. Obviously, I'd occupy myself with finding ways to clear my name, because that would probably be the easiest way for me to maintain my sanity, which would definitely be difficult knowing that I'm surrounded by people that have committed crimes, and yet I'm being punished for something I never committed.